Hello, Tar Heel Nation. This is the Gringo coming to you on a very windy Saturday afternoon. Just wanted to leave some thoughts about today's matchup with the number 19th ranked Virginia Cavaliers. The Heels win in an impressive fashion, 70-52, and they improved to 21-4 overall in the season and 8-2 in the conference. The win was Roy Williams' 664th as a head coach, which ties him for 23rd all-time with John Wooden. First, just something nice to say about Virginia. I thought they played very well. They're so tenacious on defense. They're obviously well coached, and I think Tony Bennett is doing a very good job up there in Charlottesville, and I only see good things ahead for the University of Virginia. Now on to the Heels. To me, the big difference tonight than from what we saw on Wednesday night was how the Heels played down the stretch. Obviously, Wednesday's two-minute meltdown will be something that we're going to have to live with forever, but that was not the story today. The Heels were very impressive in the final 4 minutes, and I think you got to give all the credit to Stillman White, who may not have all the talent in the world, but the kid hustles. He's smart. He doesn't make mistakes out there on the court. He really plays within himself, and what he allowed was for Kendall Marshall to get some important minutes of rest on the bench. And so when Marshall came in, he was ready to go. He was distributing the ball, and the Heels were able to close it out in an impressive fashion. So as White, if White can continue to do that, I only see this team getting better and better. So looking ahead, the Heels have the University of Miami on Wednesday. The game will start at 8 p.m. It'll be broadcast on ESPN. Now, I know the Heels won 73-56 the first time, but this Miami team is not the same as the one we played the first time. Since that time, Miami has gone to Duke and beat Duke, played great in that game, and they gave Florida State a really tough match as well, losing to them today 64-59. So Miami's playing really well right now. I feel pretty good about the matchup with Reggie Johnson. I think we can contain him. Our bigs, match up really well with anyone. The thing that does scare me just a little bit is the guard, Shane Larkin. He's come on. He's played really well. And from my perspective, really outplayed Austin Rivers when Miami took down Duke over at Cameron. So the Heels will have to bring their A game, but I fully expect them to win this game and continue to improve as the season moves on. So those are my thoughts. Please feel free to leave any comments. And this is the Gringo saying, go Heels!